Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Another exciting edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan, back in our rightful place. I wasn't able to do it last week because I was too fucking ill. Thanks very much indeed. But we did it later though in the week. In fact,
sick cunt.
In fact, yeah, I was sick. Well, you know me, I'm not sick very often.
No, you're not.
I mean, fucking hell.
I knew you Christ. Were ill. Yeah. One thing about you is if you say you're ill, you're fucking ill.
Yeah. And when I got this Chinese cure, right, people said to me, you don't even know what's in it. What do you mean you're putting something to your body? You don't know what it is. I'm like, yeah, because I've never done that before. Yeah. You know, fuck's sake. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? What are you worried about? Anyway, fucking miracle cure. Or somebody else's body. Exactly right. Anyway, this is brought to you by Suitable Choices. We'll tell you all about them later on. Top-rated independent mortgage brokers who very kindly sponsor this particular podcast. So, what do you want to talk about, Kev?
Well, let's kick off with the story of the weekend. Harry shagging.
Oh my God!
What a digger driver in a field behind a pub.
Yeah, fuck me.
It's very regal.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, right?
Goes to this sort of fucking rural pub where there's this.
Do you know? I think I know that pub because I used to live in Wiltshire.
What's her name? Sophie? Sasha.
Sasha.
Sasha, and she is a Sasha.
She doesn't look like a Sasha, does she?
But she looks. I mean, she looks like a buxom rural wench, to be honest with you. And so she goes and gets pissed with Harry, and they go in a fucking field afterwards and shag for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes.
Another great story.
It's not exactly the Kama Sutra, is it?
Yeah, another great story from the endlessly fascinating life of Prince Harry the Wankpot.
What I couldn't believe was how much... I mean, I know that people are quite enjoying embarrassing the fuck out of the little wanker, which is good.
This is his fault.
However, I mean, it was slightly, even in my world, in your world, slightly overplayed, wasn't it? 17 fucking pages of stuff.
Yeah, well, I think it's because she cost 250 fucking grand, so they're going to do a lot of
I'm
pages
amazed they paid
it.
That for it, but
well,
I might suppose...
They split it, you know. I mean, it's a classic story. I fucked the prince, come on. It's not a bad story.
Well, it used to
17 pages.
It used to be. I remember going up to Toronto once with Andrew Morton in the days of the news as well. Prince Andrew was getting married. We found some bird that shagged him. But there were quite a lot of them. And also, she was quite attractive and quite pretty. But this one, you know, it's also 25, what was it, 20 years later, 25 years later?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, fucking hell.
Well, because of...
Maybe I'm just not as interested in those
key,
kind of stories.
It's a key story. I mean, it would have sold papers. I mean, and I thought it just, I just thought it was quite funny.
Well, it is funny.
And good luck to her. I mean, she kept her sinus for 21 years.
Yeah.
And as she quite rightly said, well, he didn't, so why the fuck shouldn't I cash in?
Yeah.
He just cashed in on us having an al fresco shag in a field outside a pub, so I might as well. So good luck to her. And here's the other fucking funny thing about this. He made great prayer, but, oh, it was an older woman, you know. It's like that song about, you know.
she was hardly an older woman.
I saw the sun set as a boy. Saw the sun rise as a man, sort of thing. And an older woman, she showed me the ways. Well, it turns out she's fucking younger than Meghan.
She was 17, right?
She's younger than fucking Meghan.
Or 18 or
she
something.
She was 19, he was 18 at the time.
Mm.
Also, by the way, he hung around, didn't he? Didn't fucking get climb on the horse very early. Must have done a lot of wanking.
What, 16? Well, when did you lose your virginity?
Oh, fuck sight earlier than that.
Well, really? That was illegal then.
Of course it was. When I was a fucking kid, every fucking kid was shagging by the time they were about 11.
Shocking state of affairs.
Well, they do. That's what you 11. Did when I was a kid.
You're right. Fucking hell. I didn't realise it was that long ago.
fucking well.
Almighty. Yeah. Well, life expectancy was only 27. Yeah.
Is Mike Graham, he had his first sex when he was 28.
Well, no, I was 16, actually.
Well, that's fucking old.
Well, I was quite a late developer. I mean, I didn't even have hair in my chest till I was 23. I remember I broke up with my girlfriend.
She broke fucking, up because you didn't have any hair on your chest.
No, I got back with her about a year and a half. A year and a half later. She was quite shocked that suddenly I had a fucking hairy chest.
Yeah.
I didn't shave until I was about 24.
So did
24.
She, that was the disappointment.
She had hairy legs, yeah. I once went to bed with a girl with hairy legs and I didn't know they were hairy until I got into bed with her and it was dark. I fucking put my hand in her leg and it was fucking God. Hell. What's that?
Well, she
just didn't believe in shaving her legs.
Well, so it's like sleeping with a gorilla.
That was a bit of a problem, that one, because...
Well, I can fucking imagine, doesn't
no,
sound
I mean,
ideal.
I didn't give a fuck. I mean, she was an attractive girl, I didn't care, but I couldn't remember her fucking name for the life of me, right? And then I had my briefcase stolen when I was out one night, and in the briefcase was a load of fucking, like, bits of information about various things, including her name and number, and I didn't know what her fucking name was. And
put it under H.
I couldn't remember. Airy. I couldn't remember where she worked. She apparently worked for some fucking advertising agency, right? But I didn't know her last
name. Did
she
work for IMAX?
I didn't know. Fucking didn't know her. So she probably hates me to this fucking day.
She worked for an anti-baldness
cure. I never called her again. You know,
well,
fucking
tragedy.
Fucking
not surprised.
Yeah.
Hairy. Shocking. Hairy fucker.
Absolutely shocking. Anyway.
Julia Roberts.
I never saw her legs in the light, actually. So I never actually saw... I mean, can they feel how hairy they were?
Birds went through not so long ago. They're not shaving their... Birds. I shouldn't say that, should I?
Birds. No, you shouldn't say that.
Birds went through not shaving their...
pussy.
Their armpits. So it's supposed to be like kind of proper.
I went out with an Italian girl who did.
Lots of Europeans.
I didn't mind that.
So Julia Roberts turns up at this premiership.
Pits, they call it in America. And shave my pits.
When I was on the Mirror, I gave them their headline. She's like got fucking great hair sticking out from under her. So they're going to put it on the page 3. And I said to Piers, is the headline "Pretty Hairy Woman"?
Very good. That's good. Very nice. I don't know how we got onto that subject. Anyway, how do we get onto that?
We're talking about your girlfriend with hairy.
Oh yeah, what about old the husband?
Oh yeah, we're talking about Shagger.
The husband, right?
Shagger Harry.
The husband, Ian Walpole. Yeah. Right. He's been turned over by the Mail. Right. He's a car drifting enthusiast apparently who lives in Warminster.
Car drifting.
Warminster is a fucking bad town. It's an army town in Wiltshire, right, on the edge of Salisbury Plain. It is rough as fuck.
Isn't that where Dad's army is?
I think that's a fictitious seaside town.
Yeah, but I just thought it was Warminster.
Well,
it
no, it's not. You got it wrong. It's fucking Warminster's not on the seaside. It's in fucking the middle of Wiltshire.
I don't give a fuck where it is.
Well, I used to live right on the edge of Salisbury Plain,
I still don't
right?
give a fuck where it is.
Well, you might not, but if you had any
please
fucking...
Please don't tell me anything
if you
more
had
about Warminster.
Any, I'm not telling you any more about Warminster, but what I am going to tell you about is that when I used to stand outside my house in the garden smoking...
In Warminster.
Near Warminster. You used to see these weird lights, right? And you'd go, what the fuck is that? And it was almost like lightning. And it turned out that was Salisbury Plain battle.
Oh, yeah, where they fucking shoot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not allowed to make any noise because the neighbours have complained, right? So they're silent fucking explosions.
Oh, amazing.
So all these fucking explosions are going off and you're going, that's a bit weird. What the fuck is that? One time, I lived in a place called, was it Lamington? Market Lavington. And one day, apparently, in this little town, you might have been down there, actually, because John Thor used to live down there, if you ever interviewed
him. No.
And apparently, one day, all these fucking Dutch paratroopers landed in High Street, because they'd missed where they were meant to fucking land in, and everyone thought it was a fucking invasion going on. Soldiers turned up, with the fucking, it's about 200 of them, landed in Market Lovings in High Street, because they missed the fucking, the point they were supposed to land at. So it was quite exciting down there, and you drive across it, and suddenly the fucking tank would appear.
Yeah.
And they used to take the piss. They'd turn the turrets around and point them at you and stuff. Just
I've seen those big signs. You get them when you go down to the south coast.
The tank crossings.
Big signs say, don't go into this area. Because it's where they have pretend wars.
Yeah. It's the only kind they can have now because they haven't got enough fucking soldiers to fight a real war.
Yeah, well, that's
just
true.
Just pretend ones.
That's true. Mind you, fucking Biden, he didn't fuck around with that Chinese balloon, did he? He burst that.
Well, it's not
quickly.
That hard to shoot down a weather balloon, really, is it? That's apparently what it was.
Everybody goes, oh, they shot down a Chinese spy balloon over America. This could be World War III. You know, that was yesterday. Have you noticed no one's talking about it
no.
today?
Well,
no one gets it. It fucking happens all over the place.
Also,
all the time.
It was over fucking Montana, right? No where there literally cares. Is nothing apart from a load of cows and yeah. cowboys. There's nothing in Montana. I've fucking been there. No, you I can spy too. On it all fucking day. Nothing happens.
Yeah, I've been Montana. But yeah. but if the thing is, at the time they shot down the Chinese balloon over Montana, guarantee you there's 50 fucking similar American balloons flying over China.
You
this goes on. Well, of course, this is going on all over the world all the bloody time. That's why they go, oh, major international incident 3 minutes later.
It's not a very good way of spying, it. Though, is it?
Well, that's
why don't they just use fucking what they would normally use? Which
yeah,
is what?
I've seen that, yeah.
Weather Baru. yeah. Very good. Not yeah. for spying.
No, but because they can go incredibly high. So they can't. The idea is
well,
they can't.
So can satellites.
Yeah, but they
satellites,
can't.
Satellites you can't even
but
see.
But the idea is you can't be spotted.
Bollocks. Well, why wouldn't they just use a satellite?
Huh?
What do you think a satellite's for?
Well, but satellite you can track, can't you?
Oh, what, you can't track a fucking balloon?
Well, no.
You can
you
fucking see
that's
the fucking
the whole
thing.
Point.
Of course you can. Well, how did they track
no,
it then?
No, you can't see it, Mike. That's the fucking
well, how did
point.
They shoot it down then?
Because it fucking came too low.
Oh, I see. So when it's high up, but not as
you
high as a satellite,
see
you
yeah,
can't
that's,
see it.
Yeah, that's
but you can see a
all
satellite.
The, all the countries are doing this all the time, spying on
what a load of bollocks. You don't
well,
have a fucking clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, what, you think this is the first time they've ever been
I have no
spy?
Idea. For all I know, it's come out of fucking
well,
Chinatown.
Well, why are you fucking asserting that you know what you're talking about?
I don't.
When you just said
admitting.
Well, don't make a fucking point when you got no idea.
I'm saying you don't know either.
I fucking do.
Oh, you're the balloon expert.
I fucking
are you?
Do.
Oh, really?
How
unlike many
of you.
These, so how many balloons would you say are currently above London monitoring our weather?
They're not monitoring the fucking weather.
Well, that's what they said they were
it's
doing.
It's not a... Yeah, well, of course they say it's a weather balloon.
What are they doing
but
then?
It's, not, it's a spying balloon.
Oh, really? A spying balloon? What are they spying on?
America.
Oh, really?
It's what? Like their enemy.
Bollocks.
Where you get? Oh, it's not
oh,
their
right.
enemy. I see. So America and China get on really well, do they?
Well, they do trade agreements together, don't they?
Oh, fucking hell.
Are you serious? Do you actually think that there's some little bloke in Beijing, right, with a fucking little switch where he switches on this little camera inside
no,
a balloon?
Not just in Beijing, in Washington,
right?
in
so,
London,
so he's
in Paris,
so is he actually,
everywhere.
Is he looking through a lens then from this balloon?
I don't fucking know.
So you
it's
don't
a,
know?
It's a fucking, well, probably.
You don't know?
It's an observational balloon.
Well, what are they observing?
Have you
in
never
Montana?
Heard of them before?
No.
Fucking hell, let's move on.
Well, no, because spying is a very
I don't
sophisticated.
Wanna, you know, if you've never heard of an observational
well, what's
fucking
wrong with you?
Balloon, what is the point?
Well, because it's the kind of
let's
thing.
Let's just
that...
talk about something you do know about.
Okay. Well, I
hairy legged women.
I prefer to talk. Well, I do know about that. I know all sorts of women. But here's the thing. I'm just not sure that you've got this
oh,
right.
Oh, fuck off about
I'm
balloons.
I'm not sure.
Let's
well,
talk
you wanted to fucking
else.
Talk about it.
Why you've never you fucking heard of observational balloons?
Well, not for use in spying. Not for use in spying, no.
Oh, well, you, now you know.
I mean, I think probably
there you know.
It's more
you
likely.
You learn something every day.
I think it's probably more likely that the Chinese, who are quite sophisticated in terms of technology, yeah. are not using a fucking balloon that gets blown about by the wind and
well,
could end up anywhere.
What was it then?
Well, I've no fucking idea what it was.
It was a Chinese fucking balloon.
You believe any old shit, don't you?
What was it then?
Well, it
why did Xi Jinping say that was an unfortunate overreaction by America then?
Well, you
if it
you...
wasn't his fucking
oh,
balloon.
Oh, because he always
you
tells
the truth.
You
haven't even read the fucking story.
Because he always tells the truth,
you haven't
he?
Even read the fucking story.
He always tells the truth. I don't waste my
what
time.
What do you mean he pretended it was a Chinese balloon?
Well, it might be.
He pretended it was a Chinese
you're fucking
balloon.
Up all the levels by shouting. What are you shouting for?
Because it's fucking annoying.
Well, I don't... I'm sorry it annoys you, but, you know, I'll tell you something else that will annoy you even more.
Go on.
I'm very excited about Scotland beating England at the weekend due to my Scottish heritage, obviously. The third year in a row they won the Calcutta Cup, beat them at Twickenham. It reminded me of that nice day out we had at Twickenham.
That was great.
Where I had to restrain that bloke from trying to kill me after we'd had a slightly long lunch. can't remember his name. I've been invited back. I don't know whether he's going to come again. But I might, this time I might wear some slightly sturdier boots.
What's
to
the
keep
match?
Him
what's the match in March?
Scotland, France, I think. No, England, France. Sorry.
England, Twickenham. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well done. Yes, rugby.
It was very good, actually. The Six Nations. Also, Wales, who had spent most of the previous few days banning Delilah. Yeah. And apparently I'm told that they were singing it inside the stadium, but the BBC muted the fucking sound, so you couldn't hear them singing it, right? Because they're such fucking woke arseholes. And apparently old Chris Bryant, your old mate was out fucking complaining that he'd been asking for this song to be banned forever because it's, you know, about violence against women. Anyway, Wales got fucking murdered. The only killing that fucking happened was on the pitch. Wales got murdered by the Irish. I can see that you don't really watch the rugby, but
I only watch international rugby.
Yeah,
I did enjoy that game we went to at Twickenham.
It was good. Yeah, the drinking was epic, wasn't it?
It was a great spectacle.
Did you go to the Chelsea game the other night?
I couldn't. No, I had to go out for dinner. So, but it was 0-0. So Potter spends webuyanycunt.com spends £600 million fucking quid.
Well, I just saw Andy Jacobs. He said only Chelsea could spend £600 million quid and still be shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, or just as shit as they were before.
He doesn't
before.
Really know what he's doing, that Potter, but no. Mediocre fucking journeyman manager spending a fortune on a load of players who really aren't very good. Well done.
Speaking of which, what about the Tories? Liz Truss and her 4,000 words.
The Graham Potter
all right,
of politics.
When you say you didn't even read the fucking story, I bet you read all 4,000 words of Liz Truss's
treatise. I can't pretend that I read all 4,000.
I fucking didn't.
I gave it a good stab. Right. I gave it a good stab, after...
I mean, there are some things that are that long that I would read, but I don't think I'd read anything that she wrote longer than about two fucking paragraphs.
I mean, the frightening thing about that is, you know, it's a ridiculous, ludicrous... 4,000-word rambling piece, basically
load
saying,
of old bollocks.
I was right and everyone else was wrong. Well, bollocks, not really. You lasted 44 days. You're the most disastrous prime minister this country ever had. As Dominic Lawson quite rightly said this morning, Liz Truss has just missed a golden opportunity to stay silent.
Yes.
She should have just shut
the fuck up. But this is the thing,
isn't it? And never opened her stupid fucking mouth ever again. She's still kidding herself that somehow or other she had great ideas.
But isn't this interesting, though, that these politicians are such fucking narcissists, they actually believe that bullshit.
That's it. That's
she
exactly.
believes exactly what she said, exactly that she it. Was stitched up, that somehow it was a great idea. And even those of us who at the time thought, actually, yeah, cutting taxes is a good idea.
I didn't mind the principle.
I didn't mind that, but she made such a dog's arse of it. And I was watching over the weekend old Kunzberg, and they played that clip, you know, when Kunzberg says something to her like, you know, do you think that the people who you delivered this to haven't got any faith in you or not enough people would vote for it or something like that? Yeah. And there was a sort of stunned silence for about 10 seconds. She goes, what do you mean? And it was like, well, it was such an obvious fucking question. Why would you say, what do you mean? It's just answer the fucking question. But she couldn't because she's a fucking automaton.
Yeah, and it's frightening. I mean, what you can see today or after her piece in the Telegraph when you read that, as I said, I didn't read all of it, but I gave it a good effort. And then read all the summaries, of course. And you think, hang on, this woman was our Prime Minister not so long ago. The leader of this
country. Hard to believe, isn't it?
And she is fucking delusionally insane.
Yeah.
I mean, she's fucking mad.
Yeah.
And she was our Prime Minister. It's frightening.
Yeah.
But as you quite rightly say, Mike, it's a window into the tortured psyche of the average ambitious politician in this country, that they are oozing, saturated with self-regard. So she has just presided over the worst catastrophe this country has ever seen in terms of a prime.
But it wasn't her fault.
A premiership,
apparently.
And she thinks she's got the fucking right to stand up and say, "Well, this is why everyone else was wrong and I was right." We all agree with the principle of cutting taxes. That's the Tory principle. But you've got to do it in the real world. You can't turn around and say, right, we'll cut taxes and we'll also spend a hell of a lot of money. You can't high spend, low tax. You can't do it.
Also,
and that's what
you can't
she tried to do
anything like that without consulting a few people. And it seems as though, one, the people she did consult who told her not to do it, she fucking ignored. And two, all the people that she should have talked to and explained it to, she didn't talk to any of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She basically just was like fucking, oh, don't worry. It's a bit like, you know, we've seen this in newspapers before, isn't it? When you get, say, a new boss or something and they come in and somebody now is in charge of the news desk or in charge of the fucking showbiz desk or the sports desk, and they come in full of these ideas, right? We're going to do this, we're going to do that. You're going to go over there, you're going to do this. And then people just go, nah, don't think so, mate. And then they suddenly work out, actually, they haven't got any fucking power at all. They thought they were coming in to rule the fucking roost. And it turns out that actually the power is not theirs.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what she found out, that she couldn't just do what she wanted. She had to fucking step down instead.
And so you know,
it's quite an achievement. Actually.
I said this before, though. You know, Kwasi Kwarteng, her chancellor, is hailed as the most brilliant man in Westminster, one of the most brilliant men of his reputation of his generation. And as I said at the time, I said, you know, when politicians hail other politicians as the brightest of their generation, be very fucking suspicious, because politicians wouldn't know a bright person from a fucking ignoramus. And guess what?
Yeah.
Kwasi Kwarteng turns out maybe not the brightest person of his generation, maybe a fucking moron.
Well, very possibly so. Also, because they all live in this kind of rather weird world where they don't meet anybody normal, right?
Exactly.
And they think, you know, because they should say the same thing about Rory Stewart, remember?
Yeah.
He was another fucking genius.
He's a fucking little weirdo.
Couldn't get himself fucking elected fucking king of the fucking toadstools.
Yeah.
You know, which is about his fucking size.
He's not as tall
as a weird fucking guy. He talks about going to Afghanistan. I mean, he's not a very scary looking bloke, but apparently he spent a lot of time on the old fucking Afghan black.
Didn't he
get fucking stoned most of the time he was there? But, you know, he's another one who's meant to be this fucking incredibly fucking brilliant man. And he can't get himself a fucking job.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he does now, do you?
He does a podcast with Alistair Campbell.
Oh, great. Well, there you go then. How the mighty have fallen.
It is, of course, very successful.
Of course it is. Yeah. Everything Alistair Campbell does is a success, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he doesn't do too badly, considering.
Yeah. Well, he makes a fucking lot of money from that book that he writes, because all the fucking lefties buy it.
Well, I think he's doing all right with that fucking podcast as well, though.
You think?
But go back to Liz Truss. It's just extraordinary. Shut the fuck up. You fucked it up. You're no bloody good. The problem with her is she's a think tanker, right? Mm. So she's got these philosophical concepts about what a conservative government should be.
Yeah.
And I agree with them, which is, you know, low tax, high spending on defence, you know, all the traditions. So she's right about that.
I'm told she's not very socially conservative.
Yeah, well quite. But you know, that's the theory. You've got to marry the theory to the real world. And that's what she didn't do. Mm. She just announced all of this stuff. Said, we're still going to be spending, but I'm going to cut tax to virtually zero. So obviously, even Tory MPs go, well, where are you going to get the fucking money from?
Mm.
Where are you going to get the money from? You know, it's pretty fucking obvious. And now she thinks, I mean, make no mistake, in her mind, this is the beginning of her comeback.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't coming back, Liz.
They all
fuck's
think that.
Sake.
Boris is the same. Boris is doing the same.
He ain't coming back either.
I mean, he's another one, isn't he? He thinks that he always got to do quick trip to fucking Zelenskyville, you know, make himself out to be the fucking hero of the hour,
mm-hmm.
come back, start talking about how Keir Starmer's a sleepy, useless motherfucker, and how he's never going to win.
Call him Captain Snoozefest Crasherini.
Something like that, yeah.
Captain Crasherini snooze face.
But I mean, he hasn't been seen in the fucking House of Commons for years, has he?
I mean, that's a bit beneath him.
It is a bit beneath him, yeah. So I mean, I just don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, nobody does.
Yeah, and now you've got this. I mean, the one thing you'd say about Liz Truss is, at least as I say, she tries still to be philosophically a conservative. So she tries to adhere to a philosophy. So I'll give her that. Because the Prime Minister we've got now is a member of the Conservative Party, says he's a Tory Prime Minister, but he doesn't have any fucking philosophy at all. He's just like doing things day by day by day by fucking day. And now he's finally saying what we've been saying for a year. Well, maybe we'll have to get out of the European Convention on Human Rights if we want to solve the migrant crisis. Well, was it a year ago he was telling, oh, we can't do that, we can't possibly. He's now, we've always said, it's the only way to solve the migrant crisis. Leave the ECHR and then do what we like. Fly the fuckers to Rwanda, whatever. Whatever we want, it's our own decision. Sunak always railed against that. Guess what? He's going, oh, maybe Mike and Kev were right all along. Maybe we will leave the
ECHR. Well, of course we were right all along. Absolutely right. The only good thing that's happened, I think, politically this weekend is that Nicola Sturgeon appears to be disappearing up her own backside, having made a complete dog's fucking breakfast of that law that she brought in, and then made out that actually the law that she said would apply in all cases doesn't apply actually at all. And now apparently she's got negative poll ratings for the first time ever. Minus four or something.
This is her. This as
cheerio
up in Scotland.
Off you go. Goodbye.
This is her poll tax. You know, she's made a fuck up.
She can't get out of it.
What's it for? Why is she in this mess? Because she's got this obsession with trying to tell the rest of the world, I'm so progressive. You're a dinosaur. You're prehistoric.
You're racist. With
my terribly modern social values. It's not fucking modern to put a fucking double rapist with a prick into a woman's prison. That's not modern. That's fucking insane.
It's idiotic.
And dangerous.
As she apparently realised. Yeah. When she moved him and put him in a men's prison.
Well, I think she quite realised that she got forced into confronting common sense.
Yes. No, but when she was forced also to admit that actually a trans woman
is not a woman.
In prison.
Trans woman's not a woman.
Well, it's not even a trans woman because apparently he's a bloke again. He's gone to prison as a bloke.
Yeah.
In a prison for blokes.
Yeah.
For an offence he committed as a bloke. So therefore, he's a bloke.
Yeah. Isn't he? Well, he's a bloke anyway. He's a fucking rapist with a dick.
Yeah.
And that's how the fucking SNP keep trying to get out of it, the wankers. So one of her sidekicks, one of Queen Nicola's sidekicks, I can't remember her name. There's another SNP MP. Was on Question Time on the BBC last week.
They said that was a hate crime.
There was an impressive author, I think, is Isla Bryson, you know, Isla Bryson is a man, is Adam Graham, is a man, not a woman. And this SNP MP, Isla Bryson is a rapist. And so it got this massive crowd of round of applause. And then this woman, other woman said, yeah, well, that doesn't answer the question, does it? Is Isla Bryson a woman? Or a man. Isla Bryson's a rapist. A very confusing answer. Yeah. They still will not say that a man with a fucking dick and a pair of bollocks who just raped two women is a man. They won't say it. What the fuck do they think they're doing?
I know. What a fucking absolute shambles. Have you seen what's happened to Manchester City, by the way?
Oh, they're financial standards.
They might be kicked out of the Premier League, apparently.
Well, the way they're fucking playing won't be long anyway.
Well, listen, apparently they've been found guilty of over 100 fucking different violations of the rules over 9 years, from fucking 2009 to 2018. So forget about just getting fined. They're definitely probably going to get fucking points deducted. But they may also, actually, according to the piece I was reading today, be kicked out of the fucking league. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? You would fall about laughing. Yeah, all the Manchester City fans, you know, used to call themselves proper Manchester fans.
Kick them out, though? They won't.
Well, the Premier League. These are Premier League fucking findings from this study that's been done, for the investigation that's been done for the last few years. You know, it might take a few years, apparently, for them to work their way through. But they could take everything, couldn't they? It could be the fucking end.
Yeah, but they won't do it because it would be self-harming, wouldn't it? Man City are part of the firmament, you know. They'll work out a way not to throw Manchester City out. Don't worry about that. Mm. Fucking Spurs, eh? Doing Arsenal a favour, beating Man City. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, there were some odd results this weekend. Very odd. Even Everton beat fucking Arsenal.
See, Everton, I don't think we're a bad
team. Yeah, your team, Wolves, how did they do? Oh, great. That's fucking hilarious. The old Liverpudlians are getting very worked up, aren't they? Yeah.
They were 2-0 down in 8 minutes. And the first was a home goal, wasn't it? Fucking idiot.
Absolutely fucking horrendously bad. So, what have you got planned this week then?
Me? Yeah. Same sort of thing as you, the talk, Jeremy.
Well, I don't mean what are you fucking doing for a living, you fucking wanker. I mean, what are you fucking doing that's of any interest?
I don't do anything except my job, like you.
Well, you fucking used to.
I know. Well,
you usually go to the theatre.
I can't ever get out anymore. I've managed to score myself an enviable 7-day-a-week working arrangement.
Well, you better start fucking getting out a bit more, hadn't you?
Well, yeah, I went out on Friday.
There you go. So what did you do on Friday?
Went for lunch and then I went for dinner.
There you go.
Where?
Where'd you go? Tell us. You know, it's supposed to be a podcast we're doing. It's not fucking, you know.
For a lunch at
refuse, on the grounds of legal advice, I refuse to say.
I went for lunch at that Spanish joint in the Borough Market.
A Brindisa.
And then I went for dinner at the Ivy Club.
Very nice.
It was great.
I can barely wait to hear the revelatory nature of the fucking stories. I had a fucking, I've actually had two good experiences because I've now sacked Ocado from ever bringing any food back to me. And I've now got Waitrose, and I've used them twice so far. Both times, the guys turned up on time and he's brought the stuff upstairs, and he's been young and pleasant and polite.
Fancy,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Can I get you a drink?
Well, that might happen next time. But, you know, it's a fucking glorious change for me.
Is food all that you deliver?
It's a glorious change. But do you know what? I had a fucking row, though, with the dentist. I mean, you know, you talk about people you shouldn't have rows with. Because it was on Tuesday, right? I came back to work. Came back to work on Tuesday because I thought I can't take any more fucking time off. I hadn't worked Friday night, Monday missed a show, missed another show Monday evening. So I thought, well, I'm going to go in, but I still felt like fucking shit, and my voice was still not back. This was before I'd got the Chinese secret medicine. So I was supposed to go to the dentist that afternoon just for a cleaning and a fucking exam and all that, which I do about once every 6 months. And so I rang him. And I was meant to be going in at 3:30 or something. It's 1:00. I said, look, I'm really sorry, but I thought I was going to be okay, but I'm not. I'm coughing. I'm sure you don't want me to come in. And this woman goes, oh, yeah, you should have called a bit earlier. And I went, did I tell you about this already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did the podcast on Thursday. Yeah, we'll forget that. Yeah. I just thought I'd try and tell you an interesting story.
Sorry, I've got to say, right, this really pissed me off, right? So yesterday, I'm coming in to do, this is the Sunday, so I'm doing my afternoon show and talk to you from 4:00. So go down to the, I'm standing at the tube station, right? So I've gone down. On the way in. And I put my bag on a chair and then just sort of wandered 5 yards out reading the adverts, like you do, you know, just waiting for the train.
Well, you leave your bag on a chair.
No, but I can see you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
No, but look, it's like...
Fucking hell. No.
There.
You don't... No.
There.
It's a fucking tube.
Why not?
Anything could fucking happen.
What? When it's 3 yards from me?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
it's
fucking...
It's my bag.
I would not put a fucking bag down anywhere on the tube and walk away from it. No fucking way.
Why?
Because somebody could nick it.
Yeah, but they can't nick it when it's 3 yards away.
Well, somebody could come and walk away with it and you'd have to chase them.
No, because I'm looking at it.
That's a pretty weird fucking thing to do, that.
No, I don't want to fucking carry it around with it. It's just on a chair.
Bizarre.
It's not very far away.
It's a very odd thing to do.
I'm not going to fucking nick it.
It's a weird thing to do, right?
Why?
Poach agrees with me.
Why is it a weird thing?
Because it's a weird thing to do. If you take your bag on the tube, you fucking carry it with you. You don't put it down. Yeah.
But
I mean, that's like getting on a train and going, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put my bag there at the end of the fucking seat. Then I'm going to go to the other end of the carriage and sit down. Yeah, and have a look. Read the adverts.
It's not the same because it's like I'm on the platform.
You've not seen the sign that says, do not leave any unattended baggage.
What are you fucking talking about? I'm not very far away from it.
All right, so anyway, what happened next?
So some cunt turns up. Some cunt turns up looking like fucking RoboCop. Right. You know, he's like covered in quite high-vis strips and he's got a fucking cap on and fucking walkie-talkies all over him. And
is he with two of them?
No, I can see what he's doing and he's standing by my bag going,
fucking hell, right?
Yeah. So I was just like watching this. And then I left it for about 3 minutes or so and then wandered back and picked my bag up. And he goes, excuse me, sir. And I go, what? He goes, why is your bag there? I said, what do you mean, why is my bag there? Because it is. You can't do that! I said,
see?
Well, I can.
I told you it was not the right thing
I
to
said,
do.
Well, I said, yeah, but I reject officialdom and all that nonsense.
Well, you don't, actually.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
You're the one who was fucking... You're trying to suggest that you
well,
should go
along
with
it. It's not the dumb thing. You shouldn't do it. Well, because you just don't
off.
Put your fucking bag down.
Oh, fuck off. Do what the fuck I want. So,
no, but you don't, though, do you?
I fucking do.
Bollocks,
in
do
terms
you?
Of my bag.
You fucking behave
you
yourself.
You're a
most...
good little boy. You do what you're told. I tell them to fuck off.
No, I don't so travel by tube, actually. I prefer to drive.
This RoboCop. That's just such a lame argument. So, how come you're...
What's fucking wrong with you?
Because how come you're the fucking expert then if you never travel by tube?
I used to travel by tube all the time.
Yeah, but things have changed since you were last on it, mate.
I don't think so.
They have.
I used to go to school on the tube, you know, before you even knew where fucking London was.
I was born in fucking London.
Oh, I thought you lived in Dover or something.
No, I was born in London.
Well, Hounslow.
Hmm?
That's not really London, is it?
No, I wasn't
fucking
born in Hounslow.
I was born in fucking
London.
Heathrow.
I lived the first 10 years of my life in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
West London.
West London. He's not going to say, is he? Where? Yeah,
it was Hounslow.
Hounslow. It's fucking... I mean...
Anyway, look, right, I want to talk about fucking...
Middlesex.
I want to talk about RoboCop.
All right.
So fuck it, this guy RoboCop. So he starts telling me that I can't leave my bag. I said, well, what are you going to do about it? He said, well, you know, I'll arrest you. I said, you can't arrest
me. He said he's going to arrest you?
Yeah, I said, you can't arrest me. You're just some bloke with a stupid fucking outfit on. And he goes, well, I work for London Trust. I said, I don't care. You still can't arrest me for leaving my bag on a chair. And so he calls for his supervisor.
Calls for assistance.
So another bloke turns up. Anyway, they're in the middle of sort of discussing what they're going to do with me. And the tube puts up. So I just picked my bag up and got on the tube. Hey, you too. And they go, what about? I said, get a proper fucking job. Just get the tube left.
I mean, that is pathetic. But nevertheless, I wouldn't say that they were right to do that. But I mean, I wasn't talking about doing it from the point of view of fucking adhering to rules. I just
wouldn't
would be worried.
Walk away from my bag so I couldn't see it.
No, but even so, people can nick things very quickly. When you get something stolen, like that time I had my briefcase stolen and lost that bird's number. I was actually sitting in the Cafe Rouge in fucking Hampstead, believe it or not. And it was at my feet. Right? And it was at my feet. And I went down to pick it up after fucking finishing my last drink. No, and somebody had fucking nicked it.
Yeah, I had that.
Somebody had just nicked it from literally under my feet. I was sitting at the bar.
I had that in the fucking Wheat
Sheaf. Didn't even notice it.
I had that in the Wheat Sheaf pub around London Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I worse than that. I was drinking with our boss and a few friends. And I had to get to dinner in Islington. So I just quickly picked up my bag after having a few drinks. I admit, quite a lot of drinks. And I had to race to Islington, this restaurant where I was meeting Henriette and a few friends. And when I got there, I sort of like staggered in, pissed, and sat down. And I don't know, I just feels a bit weird. And then I opened my fucking case. So they hadn't taken my case. They'd opened my case and taken my fucking computer, my laptop.
That sucks.
But yeah, you've got to be careful with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, you can't be leaving fucking... I used to have one of those little sort of off-the-shoulder bags. It was actually a TalkSport bag that I used to carry my laptop in. And I was very pissed one night on the bus. And it obviously fallen off my shoulder. And I got off the fucking bus. And in the middle of the night, sort of woke up and went, fuck, where's my fucking laptop?
Did you ever see it again?
Yeah. Amazing thing.
Wow.
So I woke up and I did that find my fucking iPad, right? Yeah. And it was somewhere in Camberwell or somewhere down that way. And I thought, some fucking cunt's nicked that. I'm going to fucking... I'm too drunk to get in the car right now. I'm going to take the fucking car and I'm going to go down there and I'm going to fucking burst the fucking door in and I'm going to beat the shit out of this cunt and I'm going to take it back. Fucking Rambo style, you know. It was in the Lost Property. I drove down there and I went, oh, there's a Lost Property. And somebody, I think it was the driver, had actually just handed it in.
Decent. It restores your faith in human nature.
And then I lost it later. You know, when I lost my briefcase, nobody knew what happened to it.
It's really shit when you do that, isn't it? When you,
well, it's you get, really, you Emma up. Did that once. I left, I was doing a show at the fucking Chesbridge Empire, and I left my iPad there, and I rang Emma, and I was like, are you still in Chesbridge? Still there? She's like, yeah. I said, can you just pick up my iPad? She went, yeah, sure, no problem. Took it to fucking Soho and lost it.
She fucking
lost it. I was like, yeah, thanks a lot. You should have left it where the fuck it was.
When you wake up in the morning, you've had a real fucking piss up the night before. Going, fucking hell, that was a night. Oh, blimey. Bit of a hangover. Then you think, oh, hang on. Where's my case? Where's my computer? Oops. It's in the fucking pub.
I mean, the thing is, the one when I did eventually lose the briefcase, I was actually sober. And I'd carried it literally around the world. Shit-faced for fucking years. And I eventually lost it one day when I had a drink. Anyway, there we are. We'll be back soon. Suitable Choices is responsible for bringing you this. Top-rated independent mortgage brokers based in Margate, but covering the whole of the UK. They specialise in all types of mortgages, including equity release. For a free mortgage review, go to suitablechoices.co.uk. And when you put your details in, use the reference police, and you get to use our services for free. And that's from Dave Johnson and the team at Suitable Choices. So thank you, Dave, for the
Cheers,
support.
Cheers, Dave.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, all of you. Fuck
don't
off.
Drop any fucking bags anywhere.
Yeah, fuck you. Leave them everywhere. That's my advice.
We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.